Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The first vials have arrived and vaccinations have begun in South Dakota. One doctor is calling the new vaccine the shining light at the end of a very dark tunnel. Dr. Jennifer Hsu is an infectious disease physician at Sanford USD Medical Center. She's been worried about a frontline staff that's been stretched too thin during this pandemic, a staff that has seen far too many deaths. She's a little more optimistic as we welcome her to In the Moment today. Dr. Hsu, thanks for making time for us.
Oh, thank you for the invitation. I appreciate it.
I'm watching the video footage of South Dakota physicians and healthcare providers getting those first shots, and it's emotional for me just watching it. Talk to me a little bit about the emotions of a vaccine finally arriving and being administered, the relief that is washing over people, even though it's a cautious moment. What are the emotions like for you and some of your colleagues?
I think exactly as you described, watching healthcare workers around the United States get their vaccines yesterday through photos and videos online, I too was quite emotional. Just feeling some sense of relief. It's been a very long 10 months. My colleagues have worked incredibly hard, as have many people throughout our communities, to try to keep people safer. And it's incredibly encouraging to finally see some light at the end of that tunnel.
Yeah. For me, a vaccination has always been about a relationship. Let me explain to you what I mean, which is, you know, having a daughter and reading about vaccines and thinking how I wanted to give them to her, what I wanted to give, sorting through the data and the information and misinformation. It was always the relationship I had with my physician who helped me sort out understanding the science behind the vaccines, what to give and when, why it was safe, what to watch for. I've made all of those choices really in partnership with healthcare providers that I know and trust. For people who are facing this new vaccine and have doubts, have worries, what are some of the questions they should ask their healthcare providers, their trusted healthcare workers, about making that choice for themselves and their families?
Sure. So I think, as you pointed out, making that discussion, that decision in concert with your healthcare provider is the most important. They know your story best. They know your history best. They may know what some of your specific anxieties may relate to. Some of the key questions I think to ask, and the questions I'm being asked a lot as an infectious disease physician, relate to how the vaccine actually works. What happens when we talk about the mechanism of this vaccine? It is a mechanism of immunization that has been studied for a long time, but this is the first time it's been widely employed in a vaccine. And so talking about mRNA vaccines, I think when we start to think about introducing new genetic material to our body, that's naturally scary for some people. And so I think understanding why this is a safe way to vaccine and an effective way to vaccinate people is really one of the cornerstone questions I would encourage people to ask their providers, along with asking their providers about their own health history and do they face increased risks in the vaccine relative to the increased risks they face from COVID. I think we focus a lot on vaccine safety these days, but I think it's all about risks and benefits. And I think if we look at the particular subsets of people in our communities who've been most affected by COVID, I would just encourage them to think about what are their COVID risks, the risk of complications or death from COVID related to what we think right now are very low risks from the vaccine. And I think that conversation about the risks and benefits is key.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, this idea, some of the myths. As you get asked questions, we hear myths and misinformation, one of which is, you know, you say mRNA and people say, I don't want them injecting anything that can mess with my DNA. This does not change your DNA. Explain that to people, please, who are listening now.
Correct. So mRNA, it stands for messenger RNA. So it is essentially the messages that our body uses to produce new proteins. So the vaccine introduces a message that instructs the muscle cells in our arms to produce antibodies against a spike protein of the COVID, the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So essentially, this messenger from the vaccine is prompting our cells to present a small piece of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, this spike protein that's harmless to us, to our cells so that our cells are then prompted to make antibodies. As soon as that message has done its job, it degrades. It does not integrate into our DNA. It's not a long-term part of those deltoid muscle cells. Really, it's a temporary message. You could think of it an email that gets deleted, a Snapchat message that gets deleted. It does not integrate into our genetic material in any way or linger in that cell long-term.
Tens of thousands of people have already gotten this vaccine through the clinical trials. So even though we see somebody in South Dakota getting the first one administered here, that doesn't, I mean, we have not already, we don't already know what's happened to tens of thousands of volunteers who are part of these phased trials. Another myth I've been hearing that is not true, everybody's going to get sick at once. If everybody gets the shot at once, everybody's going to have side effects at once. Also not true. Tell us a little bit about what we know about the side effects, especially as we look at vaccinating a large number of people at one time.
Sure. So we have to be honest that this vaccine is more what we call reactogenic than some of our other vaccines. And so what that means is that people are likely to experience side effects from the vaccine, things like a sore arm. You may feel fatigued for a day or two after the injection. A subset of people will have fever. It was about 15% in the clinical trials. And we know with the second dose of vaccine, because your immune system has already been boosted, the second dose of the vaccine may cause an increase in those side effects. In the trials, those side effects were largely mild. They did not prevent daily activities and attending work. They were short-lived, 24 to 48 hours typically. And so I think we need to be honest and transparent about communicating those to people who are getting vaccinated, because we don't want to see a situation wherein someone feels mildly unwell after the first vaccine and doesn't go back for the second vaccine. That we need to make sure that, you know, that we're encouraging people to communicate with their providers if they're experiencing those side effects, but those are expected. And actually, it's encouraging because those side effects arise from the fact that your immune system is mounting a good response to the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So having side effects after a vaccine typically means that your immune system is revved up, doing what it should do, and making that appropriate response that's going to protect you from COVID down the road.
Dr. Jennifer Hsu is an infectious disease physician at Sanford USD Medical School. Dr. Hsu, we've been talking about this for months, and we're going to continue talking about the vaccine for months. This is just a little taste of the things to come and the conversations to come. Meanwhile, we're anticipating weekly deliveries of these vaccines in South Dakota as the state is part of this nationwide and really global effort to beat back a pandemic so we can go back to some kind of normal living. Dr. Hsu, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.